And the answer is true. Cottonwoods can grow 6 feet a year, and they are in the Aspen family. Congratulations to our winners. Our first one was a gentleman out of Eloy. Don't know our second winner yet, but the last four digits of their phone number end in 1477. So enjoy the Diamondbacks game. And we're going to have to figure this out because generally we give it a week ahead of time so the mail has time to deliver. This is a Monday game, so one of you guys are going to have to go drop this on Wheel Call or something.
Pony Express.
I'm ponying north right after this. We got a jackpot in Chino at Olson's arena that I'm running to. So someone else is going to have to go south.
Well, this should be pretty good because the last time I think the Rockies were in town, we actually won the series. But for years, Rockies have just had our number. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time they're on the field together, we know we're just going to be swept off the field. So hopefully maybe we figured something out here. We can give them a good run for their money.
Wall Street Journal's mansion section that comes out on Fridays had a fun article about the porch swings with a sway, and it's three new designs in porch swings. You know, just when you think you can't, you didn't know what you didn't need. Check out this new porch swing. It's designed so you can sit there and look at the other person that you're talking to instead of being side by side.
Okay.
So I thought that was kind of a clever.
Very good.
Clever way. They've got a new modern one that looks very sleek and not very comfortable at all. But there's four different new features in porch swings that they highlight. And all four of these are made by different American manufacturers from four different places around the world. A little bit more than I probably would spend. This one that sits together, that's $1,500. I think I could probably build that for a little less than $1,500.
It's awful pretty.
But it's free shipping, and it comes out of Montgomery, Alabama. Another one, it's got twin-sized cushions. This one's made out of Johns Island, South Carolina, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Othiel, Kansas. I've never heard of Othiel.
Johns Island, South Carolina, was built for front yard swings. That God made that part of the country for front porch swings. That's beautiful country. Absolutely beautiful. Shall we take Mike calling from Tucson real quick as our last caller for the show? Good morning, Mike.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Again, listening to your last segment, I've been using Teflon spray for the rollers, and I figured that with the springs, Teflon is really good with friction and what have you. And that wasn't mentioned, and I wonder if I'm using the wrong product.
Well, the Teflon spray will work fine, Mike. As a matter of fact, what we were talking about was white lithium. There's many, many white lithium Teflon sprays. DuPont makes one. Liquid Wrench makes one. So you may even, in fact, be using a white lithium Teflon. But I wouldn't quit using the Teflon. Use it up. And if the next can you buy, just make sure it's a white lithium Teflon. The white lithium adds a little bit more front-end lubrication as opposed to the long-term Teflon. Okay?
Okay. I'll absolutely be sure to make sure that I do that.
Okay, man.
I appreciate your time and information.
You betcha, bud. We appreciate you listening. Helping every way we can.
Did you see the news from CAP? It was a newsletter on Wednesday, or I guess it was Thursday, whatever.
No, I didn't.
So the drought contingency plan will begin tier zero rationing January 2020, first time we'll
ever
end up implementing, and this is a result of the new drought contingency plan revision, and Lake Mead hitting just shy of 1090. And I don't know how they're measuring that. You know, or is that feet in elevation? Is that depth of water? Is that cubic feet? I've heard that 1090, but I'm going to their public water users meeting on Wednesday at their headquarters to see what I can learn there for. But tier zero begins a new era of. So it's just one more reason to be efficient with our water, be responsible with our water, you know, water use it wisely is a campaign that for years has said enough to use, not enough to waste. And, you know, the more we can manage our water, the less restrictions we're going to end up with up the line from.
Yeah, I was going to say Arizona's cutting its Colorado River water use by 7% starting in 2020. But because of our conservation efforts, it won't be much of a difference. So there's your percentage at least.
And I know that this affects the farmers most, but
yeah.
I'm more curious about what tier rationing does it start affecting homeowners and the population, and what does that mean? Because it's not like any of our homes have the ability for the city to just shut off, you know? Does it mean that they're going to go around policing if you have a lawn and if you're watering it? Car washing. Now, those are the two things that come to mind when they implement those restrictions in California. Y'all have a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, or rest of your Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, rest of your weekend. We'll be back next Saturday starting at 7 o'clock sharp. If you've got questions in the meantime, ROSIE on thehouse.com or 1-888-767-4348. We answer that number all week long.